Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
I don't get the joke. Temporary layoff, good times, easy credit ripple, good times, scratching and surviving, good times. None of these are good things. It's like sodomy is coming, good time. No, it's not. It's not at all. I'm not one of these guys who's blaming the world for where I'm at. I'm at where I'm at because I made bad decisions. But on top of those bad decisions, God's looping up my ass. There's not a thing I know how to do. All I know how to do is take videos at concerts. It's really all I know how to do. And write some words and do a podcast. I don't know how to do anything else. This idea that Pearl Jam are the heroes of the Seattle movement is absolute lunacy. It's insanity. And the no smoking policies kill me. No one wants to smoke in the venue, don't worry. But if the show is going to be 3 hours long, you better stamp my fucking hand and give me and show me where the door is to go out and smoke a cigarette. I paid $60 for a seat so I can retrieve the seats when I come back in from smoking a cigarette.
I always talk about weed. Force headline on you. I am not going to hit you. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to force things. I will never force headline on you. I am not going to hit you with a weird festival in, you know, Florida with one band I've heard of and a bunch of EDM artists on it. I'm not going to read that to you. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do me any.
So the lady goes, "Stop complaining. At least you're not dead."
Staten Island is a racist place. Just because you may not be a racist doesn't mean you can write an article saying, "Why are we known as racist? That's so wrong. It shouldn't be like that." Well, everybody's a racist. Spend your day clipping coupons. Go to the supermarket. Buy food. And prepare it at home. I know that's a wild and crazy idea.
You can't... Don't you dare! Spin Magazine, you do some dumb things. But I gotta tell you, you spent 7 weeks hyping the Ryan Adams covering Taylor Swift album, and then you panned it? Are you good?
Yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week, keeping the wheels turning, is the ever-popular Nobody. Got Andy back at Honeycomb Hideout on the production. Short one this week. I'm not going to do shtick. I'm just going to dive into the music headlines. I've got a job interview on Wednesday for something that's important, and I can't think of anything funny. So I'm just going to take care of business like I normally do. We're going to go over music, and that's what's going to happen. So, every week, the headlines are powered by Antiquiet. Did anybody see any reason at all for the Foo Fighters to troll everyone? I don't get that. I don't get that at all. You're a month off April Fool's Day. If nobody caught it, this week... the Foo Fighters were teasing a big announcement, and they were all the rumors, the rumor mill was a turning that they were going on hiatus, indefinite hiatus. It's weird that a band that every rock news outlet covers daily, something would like this would slip by them. But that didn't happen. So what they started doing was they let the rumors circulate, like, purposely. Like, I guess because the Foo Fighters didn't release any new music today, or Dave Grohl wasn't mentioned in the news. They had to do this fake breakup. So they recorded a video where they're talking about, like, replacement singers like Justin Bieber, Diplo, Prince. I think Nick Lachey was covering Everlong or something. I don't know. So they released a video, an 8-minute video, parody video, of Grohl's solo career and what the rest of the Foos would do in the singer's absence. The video begins with press clippings of the group's rumored demise, along with a clip of Taylor Hawkins saying that the band needs a break. So the official, the poster, it says, "For the millionth time, for the millionth time, we're not breaking up and nobody's going fucking solo, Foo Fighters." But why did you do that? First of all, you got a bunch of fans of your band scared as shit, worrying about a hiatus, worrying about never seeing your band again. It's not nice. You shouldn't play with people's emotions like that. Second of all, what do they mean nobody's going solo? Dave Grohl's been solo since 1995. This is the Dave Grohl band. This is a nice way of being in a band that's the Dave Grohl band. This isn't a band. This is a Dave Grohl solo act. So for Dave Grohl to pretend that it's not, you're a liar. I just don't get the trolling. They trolled their own fans. Because people like me, I commented yes on Spin's link. And then my buddy Brian was like, "You know, Jay, this is really not nice of you to do." And I'm like, "No, you don't get it. I'm not, you know, the Foo Fighters don't affect me personally. When they release new music, it's not like, oh man, I'm so mad. I just ignore them. They're out of sight, out of mind, you know? But I was happy that Spin was going to have to find a new band to start reporting on daily, and I was wondering who that was going to be. Turns out it's still going to be the Foo Fighters. So, don't worry, the Foo Fighters aren't breaking up, and just because they were out of the news for 5 minutes, don't worry. They still found a way to climb their way into your newsfeed and make sure that they are a part of your afternoon. So remember, nobody's going solo besides Dave Grohl, who went solo 25 years ago? 20 years ago? My math isn't good. For weeks, I've been talking about the Panorama Music Festival. The music festival that will take place at Randall's Island, the same place Governor's Ball is going to take place. I also told you that if this lineup was at all good, I would be getting in there for free. I'll be getting in there for free because I've got hookups. That's why. But I got to tell you, the lineup released this week, I don't want to call it complete and utter garbage, but there's just nothing here for me. Let's go to it. Alright, Friday, July 22nd, we have Arcade Fire is going to headline, Alabama Shakes, Major Lazer, FKA Twigs, and Silver Sun Pickups are in the large font here. Silver Sun Pickups is cool. I like them. Schoolboy Q, Broken Social Scene, DJ Khaled, who will be probably Snapchatting as he always does. Mike D, Lindsey Sterling, think that says Sterling. Netsky, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, DJ Harvey, Deluxe, Here We Go Magic, White Lung, Aglers, no, Auglers, I don't know how to pronounce that, Little Scream, and Justin Strauss. It's day one, that's your Friday. Your Saturday, July 22nd, is Kendrick Lamar, who just dropped an album. He just dropped, what was it, Untitled Masterpiece or something like that? I believe that's the name of it. Actually, Spotify leaked it before he was going to surprise leak it. That was funny. That's one problem Adele won't have. So Kendrick Lamar is going to headline Panorama. The National are a strong, you know, for people that like The National, they're a strong second bold headline. Sufjan Stevens, I will never pronounce that name right, Flostradamus, Blood Orange, Foals, Daughter, Anderson, Aluna George, Aurora, Dave P, Cavemen, O Wonder, Horse Meat Disco, Museum of Love. These are all bands. Panorama Day 2, Music, Art, Technology, Randall's Island. Randall's Island Park, New York City. And Sunday, the only headliner that was announced beforehand was the LCD Sound System. I've talked about my disdain for LCD Sound System before. Andy told me I should give them a chance. Why do I have to? I mean, he didn't tell me I have to. He said I should. He said if I wanted to. Must I? Sunday's probably the best day you got here. You got LCD Sound System, you got Sia, you got ASAP Rocky, you got Kurt Vile and the Violators, Run the Jewels, Grace Potter. Pause for a second because I will just go. I would go see Grace Potter, Run the Jewels, Kurt Vile, and Bounce. Sounds like an afternoon to me. It's a Sunday. I'm usually off Sundays these days. Thank you, Lisa, by the way. All right. The host of the there's a podcast, The Slant, that I was on. I retweet them sometimes because they're cool peeps. All right, so the guy who hosts that, Sal, his fiance Lisa, is now waitressing on Sundays at Primo, so I don't have to. So I can sit home and do nothing. It's good times. It's good fucking times. So thank The Slant for me having off on Sundays. Rufus the Soul, Flatbush Zombies, The Front Bottoms, Holy Ghost, Tourist, Classics, Show Me the Body, The Black Madonna. Soul takes place Friday, July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at Randall's Island Park in New York City. Not to quote Cream, but what a bring down that is. Couldn't get Guns N' Roses? Couldn't get anybody? I know you couldn't double up with the whoever's on Governor's Island. You couldn't, Governor's Ball, you couldn't book them because it would be a double up situation, but Jay Mascis wasn't available? And again, I do love that. I love that little three-way of Grace Potter, Run the Jewels, Kurt Vile. That'd be an awesome, what would that be at a festival? An hour and 15 minutes? For those three acts that aren't headliners? Not even? Still be fun. Not worth whatever it's going to be, my $1,000 or whatever it costs. Well, I can get it for free, but who knows? I guess I'll examine the situation when it gets closer. Speaking of the guy that pimps butterflies, he released a new record. Untitled Unmastered. Kendrick Lamar has released a surprise new album. It's called Untitled Unmastered, and it's out right now on iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, Google Play, via Aftermath, Interscope, Top Dog Entertainment. It's the follow-up to last year's To Pimp a Butterfly. Details of the product first emerged Tonight being 3 days ago, I'm reading this article via Pitchfork. Kendrick previously performed untitled tracks on The Colbert Report and The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. On The Colbert Report. Okay. He also performed an unreleased verse at this year's Grammy ceremony. Revisit those performances below. We've got live updates here. On the 4th at 11:53 p.m., Pitchfork reported, the songs from Kendrick's Colbert and Fallon's appearances were both made untitled, unmastered. They are now called Untitled 3, 5-23-13, and Untitled 8, 9-6-2014, respectively. The latter was previously known as Untitled 2. Previously, part of Kendrick's Untitled 8 verse had been used for remixes of Funkadelic's Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You. 12:19 a.m. update. Swiss Beatz has said on Instagram that he and Alicia Keys' 5-year-old son, Egypt, produced Untitled 7. TDE producer Soundwave has confirmed that on Twitter that Egypt produced the second half of the track. Watch Egypt make the track below via Swiss Beatz' Instagram. All right. Then at 3:08 a.m., Adrian Young and a Tribe Called Quest's Ali Shaneed Muhammad co-produced Untitled 6. A representative for Young was confirmed. CeeLo Green also sings on the track. Young and Muhammad are working on more music together. Update 4 at 12:52 p.m. the next day. Well, it's the same day, but it's on Twitter. Kendrick clarified what Untitled Unmastered is. Demos from To Pimp a Butterfly in raw form. Unfinished, untitled, unmastered. 11:16 on the 5th. Responding to a fan inquiry today, TDE label head Anthony Tiffith said a physical release of Untitled Unmastered is in the works. And if you want the track list, I'll read it to you right here. For Untitled Unmastered, track 1 is 01 Untitled 01, 8-19-2014. Track number 2, titled 02 Untitled 02, 06-23-2014. Track 3, here's where the curveball gets thrown. It's titled 3 Untitled 3, 5-28-2013. Now, for track 4, we get tricky with the vocab, because it goes from 4, Untitled 4, 8-14-2014, excuse me. 5, tell me if you feel a theme here. 5 is 5, Untitled 5, 9-21-2014. 6, Untitled 6, 6-30-2014. Track 7 is 7 Untitled 7. It says 2014-2016. And finally, we get creative on track number 8 with 8 Untitled 8, September 6th, 2014. So, to break it down, Kendrick Lamar is releasing 8 demos from To Pimp a Butterfly, which I'm not saying was a bad album. So before you jump down my throat, I'm not saying that To Pimp a Butterfly was a bad album. I just don't know about its number one status across all these hip hop charts and year end lists. So it was leaked, a surprise album. It's outtakes from To Pimp a Butterfly. So haven't people heard these songs? Or it's like the 8 additional tracks that didn't make the album? Because I love that. That really makes me think that an artist went through trouble to put out their music. When they released unpackaged, unreleased demos, and they passed that off as a new record to you. If it's untitled and unmastered, wouldn't I rather hear it mastered? Wouldn't it sound better? You know, when bands re-release albums and shit, they repackage stuff, it's always remastered. Unmastered. What is this going to sound like? Well, maybe I got to take a listen. Ah, I see what you did, Kendrick. You got me thinking about it, so I can see if I'm going to listen to it. I see what you did there. You're right. You got me. And right after I'm done listening to this, right when I'm done, what's the word? Recording. Wow, you fucking Kraken. Once I'm done recording this, I will be listening to some Kendrick Lamar tracks, because why the F not? I want to find out how unmastered this record is. That's the God's honest truth. I just want to find out really how unmastered it is. Do I hear a little... Does he pause in between verses and say, hold on, let me start again. Because it's unmastered. It's not mastered in the slightest bit. It's not at all mastered. And also, Ronda Rousey is gonna get a shot at the women's bantamweight UFC title, even though before Holly Holm gets her rematch. Let's break it down. Ronda Rousey, baddest chick on the planet. Rowdy Ronda Rousey. You know what I'm saying? She's all beating bitches up. You've heard my shtick several times on the podcast about how if you're somebody who's dating Ronda Rousey and you decide for some reason that she's somebody that you no longer want to date, do you keep your face or do you break up with her and lose your face, or do you keep your face and just be unhappy for the rest of your life and be rich and famous? Does she bang you? I mean, I don't get it. Anyway, so UFC 1756. No, it was UFC 196. Took place the other night. Me, personally, I'm not big on people beating each other up. I'm not big on boxing. I'm not big on the violence of people beating each other up in UFC. It's not my thing. I don't like fighting. I'd rather have a discussion. Remember one time I got beat up and... Not beat up, but I got punched and... My friends were like, we gotta teach you to fight. I'm like, no. They're like, yeah, your eyes are all black. You gotta teach you to fight. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, I don't see fighting in my future. I'm not gonna get into fights. That's not something I do. I'm not in 7th grade. But, so we had loudmouth Conor McGregor, who was telling people he's going to beat the fuck out of this guy. He got choked out. He tapped. And he had the champion Holly Holm, who beat Ronda Rousey. She's the one who beat Ronda Rousey. So what's this chick's name? Tate? Misha Tate. Choked out Holly Holm and is now the new champion. So now, first of all, I know Dana White is, I know this isn't professional wrestling, but that's not making your title look very strong that you were just passing the belt around. Like, Ronda Rousey had it. She had it for a while. Then she lost it. And then as soon as she lost it, the very next fight, it got lost again. All right. Now, maybe this is just me watching too much WWF. But it is my understanding that when the champion loses the belt, you get a rematch. You get a rematch clause. So since Ronda Rousey went to go film some movies or whatever she's doing right now, since she's not in the octagon right now, since she's not booked in any matches, any fights, I would think that since that Holly Holm would get the immediate rematch on Miesha Tate because she was the champ and she's here. And she beat Ronda Rousey. But Dana White says otherwise. He said, no, no, no. Ronda Rousey's going to face Tate. And I'll explain why that's going to happen. I looked at the tail of the tape. Tail of the Tate, as they say. Ronda Rousey's faced Tate twice, beat her twice. So this is all an elaborate scheme to get the plant, to get the belt back on Ronda Rousey so her and Holly Holm can go round two, where I don't know if Holm will take the title again, I'm not sure, but they want to get this title back on Ronda Rousey. Because without Ronda Rousey being the champion, there's less people caring about women's UFC or UFC in general. Not to say that UFC isn't the biggest thing in the world right now, but, you know, if five less people care because Ronda Rousey's not in the main event, Dana White cares about those five people. He's a businessman, after all. Who was doing the announcing on the fights? Was it Mauro Ranallo? If it was, that'd be great. Meanwhile, she was at... You know where Ronda Rousey was during... Fucking... During this UFC 196? She was at Pro Wrestling Guerrilla's All-Star Weekend 12. She's at some live wrestling event. What? And she also told, she also says that she will return to a WWE ring soon. Not soon, but right now she's getting ready for Miesha Tate. She is going to beat the fuck out of Miesha Tate. And shout outs to Holly Holm for not tapping. Holm didn't tap. She passed out like a champ. Fuck that. Good for her. And there's photos of Ronda Rousey checking her phone and smiling when she saw the results of UFC 196. But you're the baddest bitch on the planet. Obviously. Yeah, truthfully, I don't see the smiling in these pictures, so that's kind of a... That might be a little exaggerated. Alright. We did Foos, we did Panorama, we did Kendrick, we did Ronda. Alright. I'm gonna get on out of here. But before I do, I'm gonna give you a list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. I will be making a return fairly soon. That's where you get all your live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. Right now, check out Cradle of Filth. They're up there. Pictures are insane. You could also go to AndyDera.com. That's Dera Network Headquarters. That's where you'll get the Andy Dera Show, which is the flagship show. That's where you get the Tyler Kale Show. That's where you'll get Spinning Class with Tyler and Andy, Jesse Unplugged, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J Porks podcast. Also, you can go to ChristinaRocks.com, Hang the DJ, 89xradio.com every Sunday morning. Throwback Alternative, 8 to noon on a Sunday. Sorry about that abrupt pause. I just heard a loud sound in my house and I wanted to know what was going on. Also, ConcertConfessions.com. All right, and every week, I'm losing my mind. Every week, the headlines, as you heard this week, they are powered by AntiQuiet. Until next week, folks, Wacky Weed, Warren Zevon, and don't vote Trump. Don't vote Trump. Don't vote Trump. Don't vote Trump. Late.
This has been the Jay Parks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.